Today on Rocking the Suburbs.
Who knows what happens in the suburbs of D.C.?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a new week of episodes on Rocking the Suburbs. Happy April 29th to you all. As you hear this podcast, there's only one day left in the month of April, so for those of you out there thinking about your April new music, now is the time to collect all your thoughts, all your notes, all your jottings, all the napkins and things that you've jotted all these notes down for all the Suburbs Pod new music submissions, and start to winnow your choices down to those two, song and album, or either one. You don't have to do two. Certainly that is permitted, and we will be announcing a submission deadline coming up for too long, but we want to remind everybody to really start to get on those picks, and of course, we certainly encourage you, as soon as you are ready to submit those, you can create a voice file and attach it to an email and send it to rock@suburbspod.com, or try this.
If you're glad or sad or high, Suburban Party Line.
And that number is 612-440-1984. All right. And today we're going to be featuring a little perfect pop on our show, actually for the next couple days, because Scott Isom has been kind enough to send in some perfect pop selections. And we're going to get those going for you to start off the week. But first, I got to tell you about Suburbs Fest Rockford 2024. Maybe we'll see Scott out there. You never know. June 20th to 22nd in Rockford, Illinois. Live music, live band karaoke, live podcast recording, beer, and of course, good vibes. All events will take place at Pig Mines Brewing in the Rockford suburb of McChesney Park, Illinois. We will be taking over Pig's Mind and rocking it and rolling it. A live podcast recording on Thursday, June 20th from 6 to 9 p.m. The Hootenanny, open mic and live band karaoke, the big centerpiece of events. It's taking place on Friday night, June 21st, and then Saturday, June 22nd, live music showcase. That's right, a three-band bill. Frank Muffin, Half Catholic, and The Lone Canary. Predict you're going to enjoy this. And I want to remind you, too, that this is the official kickoff of summertime. June 20th is officially the first day of summer. We've got rooms reserved at the Riverview Inn and Suites on Riverside Boulevard. It's a cool-looking hotel. It's definitely the hotel the Stones would stay at if they're playing in Rockford in 1972. There's information on our website, suburbspod.com/fest. You can go and get the travel info. Lots of options there. Several different airports you can fly into, and the American highways and byways are always open for you to drive along to Rockford. And with that, I want to say we'd love to see you out there. Really hope you can make it at least for one night, to come for all three, but it'd be great to see you for one if you can make it out there. Make a weekend of it. We will have a good time. We are good at that. We're good at having a good time in our own special way. With that, we're going to go now to a submission of Perfect Pop from Mr. Scott Isom. Take it away, Scott.
Good morning, Jim, Patrick, Suburbs Pop Community, and of course, Shadow. This is Scott calling from the suburbs of Kansas City and Raymore, and I'm calling with a Perfect Pop nominee. I'm calling out about the band Operator, Please. In 2005, they won a Battle of the Bands in their high school in New Zealand. They were a bunch of geeks on the outskirts in their high school. They got together and decided to enter the high school Battle of the Bands, and they won it, which shocked everybody. From this, they went on to form a, they decided to keep a band, form the band. They went with this song, just a song about ping pong, took this single, formed an album, They peak at number 27 on the ARIA charts. From this, Perez Hilton declared them, let's see, I got to find the quote. I'm looking at the source of all human knowledge. Let's see if I can find the quote. Of course, it's got to be a major quote. He labeled Operator Please as our favorite new band, the next big thing. They peaked at number 27 on the ARIA charts. They subsequently released a second album. This is a fun pop song. I loved it the first time I heard it on one of the internet video shows that subsequently disappeared. Saved the video. I play it over and over again. I drive all my friends nuts when I play the song, but it's definitely a perfect pop song. It has enough hooks that'll drive you nuts. If you play it, it'll be an earworm. It'll stick in your head. They are a five-member band. They still do play occasionally. They do tour Europe. Again, they are called Operator Please. This is Scott Eisen's first nominee for Perfect Pop. I did nominate it once before, but it may have got lost in the shuffle of who knows what happens in the suburbs of D.C. I mean, didn't somebody try to overtake the government there once? Again, this is Scott Eisen calling from Raymore, Missouri. Bye.
It's just a song. It's just a song. It's just a song. You understand with a dirty, 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 dirty look in your face. I bet you know beef jerky has an aftertaste. Go! Money out of money out of here today. I got another 50 seconds and I'm ready to play. Say money out of here today. I got another 50 seconds and I'm ready to play. I got my rugged and ham. Now deep into a little bit, don't think you understand with a dirty, 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 dirty look in your face. I bet you know beef jerky has an aftertaste. Go!
It's definitely the hotel the Stones would stay at.